One blanket lost is simply an event that keeps occurring on the way in the desert, because one blanket lost, which is very well explained in the piece, it's an expression, which means that when a girl or some girls were dead during the journey in the desert, they would drop her with a blanket and just throw the body with a blanket into the valley. And then the traffickers would say, oh, we lost a blanket. For me, it was not so difficult to understand and imagine why things happen the way they do. The cause to all of it is, of course, the very sharp economic distance between Africa and the West. It's very difficult to work on it because it is such a very large story with so many aspects. It's difficult to work on it. It's difficult to take the choices, what to put in, what not, you know, to make something coherent out of it. You know, we do exactly what the participants want to do. Otherwise, it cannot start. So it's a common responsibility between the initiators and the participants. So it started with very high talks about making a film and going to the desert and and going to meet the traffickers in the desert and all sorts of stuff like this. And then, you know, I had to bring it down to something realistic. The ones that are not anymore working for mafia, for the network that traffic them, are basically trying to make their lives. They are working on sorting out their papers, getting a job, being able to prove that they have some kind of a job so they can get their papers, because it's conditioned by this. A lot of them have children, and they just live around Spain, you know, doing the lives. They are not intending to go back to Nigeria before they manage to stabilize themselves and be able to go back to Nigeria and establish something. After paying the debt, you know, and being quite tired from being involved in this, the women with a very clear mind that want to have just a normal life and not in comparison to criminal lives, because a lot of them would just resort to the same business,